Exactly. Fire it up, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Woo!
Is it live?
It's live.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Fear and Podcast. Finally, the family is back together after Hassan took the podcast hostage to Australia.
Yep.
And it completely flopped twice in
a
row.
That is so mean. That is not a nice thing to say.
You need us? You desperately need us.
Oh, my God.
What? What?
Austin, that you...
It's crazy that you're saying that about a show that you are also a part of.
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
You're not kidding. You were hounding the fucking... You were looking at the analytics like,
oh,
damn.
Oh, my God.
Will, come on! Will!
Listen. Now, this is a conversation that Austin and Will probably definitely had already. Now Will's going to play the nice guy.
First of all, hold on just a second.
All right, let's hear it.
Can we not joke anymore?
I mean,
humor's dead. This is what the left is doing.
I love that you went to Australia, and I love that I had 2 weeks off. It was awesome.
Yeah, no.
I took my PTO.
I thought the podcast did
it.
Amazing in Australia, and I think we should leave, and you should travel more often.
You're a liar, and you also desperately were looking at the algo to be like, I hope it flops, because if these fucking shows do well, he's going to either A.
That's the thing about Austin. He just needs to know that he's needed.
Yeah, he's going to either constantly travel, and I don't want to go there because I'm, you know, too busy flying around the country all the time, or two, he's gonna travel and I'm not gonna go, and then I can't get TikTok clips.
Will and I had a hit tub show while you were gone. We don't need this anymore.
I was watching from Australia.
Cutie, why can't I joke about this? You guys,
no, I'm saying,
I'm just literally being silly, and nobody, this is the why I'm taking seriously.
You don't know what I'm saying, dude. About, I'm saying, dude, about you two making out.
Oh, in the tub.
So, yeah, a lot of people.
I think I'm homophobic.
We actually didn't make out.
No,
really?
He licked my face.
I schnozzled him.
Yeah, he licked my face.
Well, I also put my mouth over your nose
and mouth
and blew as hard as I could.
Did
and
you
it
actually?
Came out his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny.
It's just two bros being bros.
It's a really funny thing to do.
Yeah,
so.
And I loved it.
Yeah, you did.
Come on,
you loved it a lot.
We were two working professionals.
You loved it a lot. How do you feel about him taking a body shot?
We were shit faced. Yeah.
I love that you're exploring. I love that you have your tub show.
What about exploring with your boyfriend?
What's wrong with
it? I think that water is so fucking nasty.
That's what people keep saying.
When I watch the tub show.
Yeah. But I mean.
We changed the water like four times.
Yeah.
You're spilling beer. There's no way to make tub water look good on camera.
Hold on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Beer on me before. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. I genuinely think that tub water just looks like that and people don't understand.
Yeah, bath bomb.
Yeah, I have to, like, they're
but
like,
then
what?
It looks murky and colored.
No, yeah. I think we need murky bubbles. And colored would still look better with bubbles especially.
I bought bubbles and
bubbles.
I dumped an entire thing into it and it didn't work.
Well, there was no bubble. You have to agitate them.
Okay, yeah, you gotta work them. Okay. Yeah. I don't
you've
know.
Never
how
been in a, I thought you literally are like the connoisseur
the
of being a tub.
Yeah,
a tub.
I haven't taken a lot of baths recently. Mm. I've been only taking showers because I think it's better for the environment.
Shut up.
Fucking Christ. Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who didn't watch the last two episodes, and many of you didn't actually, I was in Australia.
As Austin pointed out.
Austin immediately pointed out.
I thought we had two very highly performing, you know what, that's, all right.
Okay, stop adding insult to injury.
It wasn't. It was a great show. And it was a great decision for you to go.
Listen, it's what you need.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself, and I do think it's good to branch out to different audiences, even if their audiences don't watch. But anyway, regardless, I went to Australia. We're back. We're doing a family show. There's a lot that we're going to talk about today, obviously. But right off the jump, even though you were being a piece of shit about me going to Australia, I still got you gifts. I got all of you gifts.
Okay, hold on. Now that's, come on. It could have been anybody.
I was only a piece of shit about you going to Australia because you did exactly what I thought you would do.
Yeah.
And what is that?
What?
Book your flight 48 hours before you left and not let me know till 14 hours before.
Yeah,
the
Will
flight.
And I were ready to go. And you didn't give us enough time.
He was maybe iffy at best for going. You were always a no.
I was at the airport.
That you and Cutie.
I love that.
You and Cutie are literally the same when it comes to fucking international travel now. You used to be a fucking ride or die. I'll say it. You used to be a ride or die. You are no longer a ride or die.
Right. I'm so sorry for not dropping $20,000 on a round
trip
airfare ticket.
You ride. It wasn't $20,000. You ride.
Oh, fine. 16. Sorry.
You ride.
Yeah.
But something else.
Damn.
Hold on. Did you just out me as being a potential bottom? Because that's not the case.
Wait, I said ride. You ride something else.
Ride.
Bottoms. Are bottoms the ones who are riding? No, the bottoms are the ones who get ridden.
Ridden.
Wait, no. Hold on. Bottoms are riding.
Wait.
Bottoms are riding.
No.
Yeah, they are. They're riding.
Unless they're on top.
Yeah, they're right.
I guess,
like, but the bottom would be riding, right?
Yeah, if they're on top, they're riding. But I felt like you're riding.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never heard it like that.
Yeah. Okay, that might be my fault. Maybe.
No, bottoms ride dick.
Yeah, they ride. Yeah, they ride.
Okay, they're right.
They're on the ride. You're kind of
up first. This is not a gift, but instead a gift for the audience.
Thank you so
where
much.
We are going to be doing a taste test of kangaroo and crocodile game jerky. I don't even know what it tastes like.
No, fuck away. This is like a real meat.
Yes.
Fuck away. You just said fuck away.
I said no fucking way. That's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
So
fuck away.
We have that three different tastes.
No way. Oh,
from Australia,
God.
But that's not the gifts. I have individual gifts for every single person.
Wow, this was thoughtful.
Mm. Okay. First and foremost, okay, a boomerang keychain.
Rocking right.
That says Australia. Here you go, Will Neff. That's for you.
That's so sweet.
Thank you. Wow. Okay. Is it because he reminds you of Kangaroo Jack a little bit?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I can't believe you got gifts for us.
Secondly, here is a Visit Melbourne teaspoon.
A Coke spoon?
The reason why I got this for Cutie Cinderella is because she gives off the vibes of a woman who would have a teaspoon collection.
Okay. Thank you.
I feel like...
Well, this will be the start of it.
You can get it started on there. And last but not least, I got a Melbourne, Australia shot glass for In the Tub with Austin show because he's a drinker now.
Thank you.
He's a big drinker.
Much. Thank you. That's so thoughtful.
Austin is definitely going to keep that right there and forget about it, just like he has his previous gifts that I've gotten him from Italy. Oh, and then also I have a palate cleanser for when we do the taste test of kangaroo meat. And that's just a cocoa black hazelnut praline bunnies.
Vape?
Australian chocolate.
Yeah, vape.
Bunnies.
Not a vape, no. Even though, holy shit, they love vaping in Australia, even though it's like illegal,
I think. Wait, hold on. Is this real meat?
Yeah, that's real kangaroo meat, and that's real crocodile meat.
Is this
meat.
Ethical?
Yes. They eat kangaroo meat pretty frequently
in
Australia.
I mean, it's as ethical as any other meat.
Kangaroo meat? Kangaroos are like the deer.
Are you icing your eyelids right now?
No. Something's wrong with me.
No, are you okay?
That's...
You guys missed it. I had lymphoma for like a solid week.
Wait, hold on. What did the doctor say?
That I don't.
Oh, thank God.
What is lymphoma?
Cancer.
Cutie called me and I was like,
I had a whole ass swollen ass thing.
One thing I hate is when hypochondriacs call me and they give me their symptoms and situations and I'm like, oh my God, they may have lymphoma.
It was big. Yeah. It was big for months.
Cutie, when you called me, I was like, oh shit, that could be lymphoma.
Yeah, and I went
and
to
I
the,
didn't want to tell you.
I went to the doctor and the doctor was like, yeah, it's kind of weird. Let's get an ultrasound.
Yeah.
So then what am I going to do besides write my will?
Yeah, I was,
He said, first, can I have your cat? And I was like, no.
She called me. She's like, I have this lump. And like, I was like trying to come up with solutions. And I was like, she ran me through all the solutions. I was like, she may have lymphoma. I thought I was.
That's insane.
I called my mom and I was like, I think she's got lymphoma. I think she's done.
I'm fine.
Do you guys want to give these a whirl?
Yeah. I'd like to give them a
fucking
whirl.
Will.
Yeah, mate.
Have you guys ever had kangaroo meat or crocodile meat?
I've had an alligator.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Did you like it? No.
Louisiana.
Well,
it's double roux.
Well, kangaroo. It's kangaroo, but then this one is kangaroo. One is kangaroo. The other one is kangaroo sweet and hot. I also have dessert afterwards.
Yeah,
as
what
well.
If I am allergic?
Yeah, what if we're. Yeah,
we
what
don't
if we,
know if we are allergic.
Yeah, we don't. We have no idea.
We've
what
never
if,
had it before. Yeah, what
you're about to find out.
Yeah, what if we have an outbreak?
These are premium.
Do you have
epinephrine? You have Benadryl?
Premium Australian. I do. Low in fat, no added MSG, source of protein. All right.
We just named before. Two, like, things that you use for.
I have Benadryl.
Okay.
Don't
okay.
worry.
We'll be fine.
Well, that, it's a little slow acting.
Soy and sesame and may contain gluten.
It's about 10 minutes.
All right, let's do
that's
it.
Fine. I
okay.
ate gluten
so,
today.
We're gonna try. Let's go with the most exotic one first. Let's go with crocodile. Authentic
crocodile.
Taste beef jerky. Fuck.
I had crocodile in New Orleans once.
So you're not allergic. It was alligator. They don't
serve
crocodile.
Oh, right. I don't know if I'm allergic to crocodile.
Yeah, see? But they're from the same family, aren't they?
Yes.
What's the difference?
One opens their mouth up, the other one opens. Not down.
It smells
goddamn
like normal
you know
beef jerky.
You
it
literally.
It
well, he's
look
Kangaroo Jack.
Smell
he's got
to
know.
Is what I was gonna.
That looks like a stick of gum.
Ooh, that looks so yucky.
Get one for Cutie as
don't
well.
Don't touch mine.
Oh no, I can't do it.
Oh, you can get one. Sorry,
I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
Oh, it stinks like cat food.
No, it smells like beef jerky. You guys have never had beef jerky before?
I can't even do it.
Will's making a face. Will's going. wait, why isn't Marsh eating it? Oh, I was trying to stall. He's excited to eat it.
It tastes like, it just doesn't, no.
It tastes like chicken.
It tastes like,
it tastes literally like chicken.
It's poultry.
Ew.
Oh man, look at, what? That's so cool.
Fucking Rotto.
I don't like it in my mouth.
See, a lot of it for me is mental. Yeah. And to me, I'm eating a crocodile. Doesn't sound appetizing to me.
Really?
I think it was fine.
It was okay, though. Realistically, it was fine.
It tastes like regular beef jerky.
I struggled to swallow.
Do you want a palate cleanser?
Yeah,
Australian.
Yeah. Can you hold my hand during this process?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I have?
So kangaroo is basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here I have a Choco's hazelnut
rat meat, right?
Oh,
well, kangaroo.
No, it's like deer.
Oh
no, it's a big rat.
I don't eat deer either.
Oh yeah, I mean you're right.
I don't
it
eat
is.
Deer or do you want rat.
A no,
brown or a white one?
Me neither. I refuse to eat deer.
I barely eat meat.
I won't. I only eat meat that I can purchase.
There's
in
only
a store.
There's only one extra one.
Split that.
Is that weird? We have to split this one.
I mean, you don't have to split it here. Just take the white one. Take the white one. Take the white one. Take the white one.
I barely got any. I don't want to get close.
Yeah. No, take the white one. Okay. Okay.
That up was next, good.
We got
do you
kangaroo.
Have more?
Kyle wants the crocodile so bad.
Yeah. No,
do you want one?
Have it.
Do you have more?
No, I don't want it.
Do you have
he's
more
sad
though?
Now.
Because like, how are we gonna palate cleanse from the rodent?
Well, we're only eating rodent from this point forward.
Yeah. Oh, this one looks good. It looks appetizing.
Oh,
it's the texture.
It looks better than
it's got a nice musk.
Mm. Oh no, cutie.
What is their flavoring? Like, what are they using?
Oh.
That tastes like rat meat.
Oh. Oh, I'm not fair enough.
Bro, I'm not gonna eat it. You eat it?
Shit.
Put it in your mouth. If you need to spit it, you can spit it into this.
It's definitely got some rat to it.
Oh,
what? Oh my god.
Oh,
that's insane, Austin.
I'm sorry. I missed the bag. I'm sorry.
Now I have to pick up your spit.
Hold on.
Fucking...
It's on me. That's on me. That was my...
Yeah, we know it's on you. No one... What the fuck?
No one else thought that it was on anyone else.
No,
that was on
me. I'm sorry. I swallowed it whole. I'm like...
Damn, well, you're fucking...
You ducked it?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, the kangaroo one was fucking gross. That's gamey as hell.
Ugh.
It was shocking.
Kyle,
sorry. It was shocking how gamey that one was.
It's rat meat.
Kangaroos, I'm going to say it, shouldn't be eaten.
I thought kangaroo is the one that tastes like chicken, but I guess not. It is definitely much gamier.
Do we really
crocodile
need
does taste like chicken.
Do we really need to
no,
taste
that was just an extra
sweet
one.
Chili?
That's sweet and hot.
Okay, we
do you want to taste it?
Oh, it's sweet and it's hot.
Yep.
I mean,
okay, you're going to taste it. Here,
I'm going to taste it?
If you want a palate cleanser, I have Turkish Delights straight out of Turkey. My cousin just brought them.
Oh.
Here, open up those bad
I've
boys.
I always want to try this because of Narnia.
Me too.
I had the biggest crush on the one boy, but I was a boy too. Well, I wasn't a boy. I was young. I was young too. So
you were
it's
a
okay.
Boy?
Like, I had a crush. He's a kid,
yeah.
But I was a kid, too.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's
so we
fine.
Both had kid crushes on each
no,
other.
I get
well, he
that.
Didn't have a crush on me because he was famous.
Yeah, I get that.
But if he would have met me, he would have loved me.
Yeah,
oh, surely.
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd
His name was Skander Keynes, and he played Edmund in Narnia, and I was obsessed with him.
Do you think you'd still be together?
Oh, I had
we
some
would
kid,
still be together.
I had some kid crushes.
We would have babies.
Oh, wow. Ooh, smell it.
You had some kid crushes?
Yeah, like when I was a kid,
yeah.
A crush on another kid.
Yeah.
I had a kid crush when I was another kid, too. When I was a
why
kid.
Why are you saying it like it's creepy somehow?
Bro, yeah. Why did you say that when
this
I said it, but nobody
like
else?
Chef Boyardee.
I'm not eating that.
Yeah,
which
you
makes
are.
Me wonder
why?
If Chef Boyardee uses
kangaroo
meat.
Kangaroo meat.
We already did this.
This one's sweet.
No, this
and
is
hot.
Sweet and hot.
Different flavor.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I can't. Hold on. Kaya, no. Hold on. I need to open up the Turkish chocolates.
They're not chocolates. They're Turkish delight.
What does that mean?
I can't eat this either. I hate kangaroo meat.
I can't chew it.
You didn't even put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth.
Are
you don't have to swallow
two pieces
it.
Of kangaroo meat in your pocket?
This one.
Here, just
really? Shoot the other one.
Just throw Beauty? It in the...
If I went in your pocket, would there be a piece
that would be sexual harassment, and we don't have HR.
Lime. God damn it!
That's insane.
I had a whole saliva stream.
Have a Turkish delight.
Get it out of my mouth. Get it out of my
just
life.
Get one in the bag.
Oh, my God. That was... Here.
I feel bad if we offended Australians.
Try the... No, fucking... the crocodile meat was good.
Sweet and hot was better.
Hey. Sorry.
Do you want one? Do you want to try one? Turkish delight?
Turkish delight.
Let me get one.
Way better. In
Let me get one as well.
And it tastes like kangaroo meat.
Okay, watch out for... Kaya, no.
Kaya, naughty girl.
She did nothing naughty.
She was trying to smell
good
it.
Good girl.
And that's how it starts. And then they lick it.
It doesn't... It kind of... Doesn't it taste like kangaroo meat?
No.
No, not at all.
Can I have another piece?
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. It's like it's powdered sugar, but then also like a gummy bear.
Like a wafer.
And there's pistachios.
Yeah.
Mm.
And there it is, Turkish delight.
Wow.
Okay.
It's got a little crunch to it.
My stomach is a cauldron right now.
What happened?
Yeah, there's a lot happening.
I mean, there's crocodile meat, there's a hazelnut chocolate, there's pistachio, and there's kangaroo.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good for the body. I shat so much in Australia that I actually didn't even fucking gain weight, which is crazy.
Yeah,
I literally do you not want that? Here, you can throw it in.
I have chocolate in my mouth.
Oh
yeah, excuse you.
I ate so much hot pot. The food was incredible. The Asian cuisine carries. I feel like the Asians are the Mexicans of Australia. Where like
what a sentence.
Their cuisine is just like absolutely carrying big time.
Okay,
and it was phenomenal.
Mm.
Very walkable cities, very beautiful. And if you guys like nature, you would have appreciated it a lot more than me because I don't really fuck with nature. But
we were worried because the only information we were getting was out of your Discord.
Yeah.
Okay, dude.
And that told a different story. I believe the quote was, "I'm gonna fucking kill myself."
Yeah,
that was me responding to a fucking... I think the camera might have moved, by the way. I moved the camera.
How bad?
Yeah, that was me fucking responding to someone saying some dumb shit in the Discord. Of course, like out of context, it looks like I was having
out of context. It seems like you're gonna kill yourself.
It happened. That went viral. And then the other thing that went viral was the fucking Hassan Abihaid coming up to me at the Palestinian protest and being like,
"Don't drink Diet Coke."
And I was like, "You know what though? I think she did a good job because when I went in your fridge, it was Diet Pepsi."
No, I unfortunately accidentally had to get fucking Pepsi Max.
You can just lie. You can just say that you're trying.
Yeah, just say you switched.
No, fuck no. I would never. Pepsi sucks.
He's doubled down on the Diet Coke. He's got an inflatable Diet Coke mascot.
Yeah, I love Diet Coke. This I got before I left for Australia because like when you order it online, on Amazon, which is also a very ethical company, as you guys all know. Sometimes if they don't have Diet Coke, they swap it automatically to Diet Pepsi, which is insane. I think that should be illegal.
Yeah.
But I'm still drinking it.
There are certain products that I don't know if I could live without them, even if they were helping commit genocide.
Mm. Give us an example.
Stop. There's not even a thing. There's
like
not
Starbucks coffee?
Hot Cheetos.
Oh, hot Cheetos.
I love them. They're good.
You couldn't live without them.
No.
Hot Cheetos. Flaming hot Cheetos,
even
baby.
Even if they were doing real bad things.
I've never even seen you eat a hot Cheeto.
I'm going to go with ranch-flavored corn nuts.
Why? You've never watched
ranch-flavored corn nuts?
I'm sorry.
I love them.
Thank you.
Those are good.
See?
And sometimes I'll buy them before I go on a plane, and then I realize they smell so bad.
Yeah.
Because I used to eat them in math class, and my math teacher used to be like, "You should go."
I'm shocked that... I'm not shocked how much you got bullied in high school.
Yeah.
You got bullied in high school? I'm so sorry, cutie.
And I don't give off those vibes.
Does he remind you of your bullies? That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. He looks like a bully.
Mormon?
He's a bully.
No, he looks stupid as hell.
Yeah, we need to fuck him. You and me need to kick his ass.
I don't want
to.
I'm so tired.
Okay.
All the time. Yeah. But it's not lymphoma.
Okay. I'm so tired all the time.
I am. That's so tired.
Like a cry for
me. I'm so tired.
After a podcast.
I don't know what's happening, but I'll be fine.
You'll be good.
So, how are you guys?
I'm good.
So, you know what's really funny is we were going to do a podcast.
Yeah.
While you were gone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You should have.
And I was tired. I tried multiple times. Kaya.
Kaya.
For the love of God.
Get out.
Aww.
We tried multiple times and they kind of just both blew me off.
No, I didn't blow you off. We were in the tub together drinking.
You were in the tub.
Heavily.
Interesting. Wait, so he didn't blow you off for when it comes to his own show.
No, yeah. No, come on.
And she blew you off.
No, I
spent 2 hours on
I was told she had earth-shattering period cramps.
I did, and I was using my PTO.
How selfish of you.
Yeah. I thought that was natural and beautiful. What the fuck happened?
It is.
I was supposed to do Austin's tub show, and I'm on my period.
Yeah, and she couldn't do it.
And so I said no.
One way to get a bath bomb in there.
They were worried we'd attract sharks.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, I what was my response, Cutie?
Austin was like, it's fine.
No.
And I was like, no,
there's
it's
no
not
way
fine.
I said that because that's what Ludwig said I said. And I don't, did I actually say
Austin
that?
Austin was like, it's fine. You can still do it.
No, I said that.
You said that.
There's
and
no
like,
way I said
you
that.
You absolutely said that.
No.
Blood comes out of me during a period.
No. I literally
and he
called
said,
her.
What?
I literally called her and I was like, look, what you're having is beautiful. It's natural. And it's an experience that only that God.
Austin said, I'd love to be in the tub with your ooey gooey.
That's not true.
And I said, that's gross, Austin.
I was like, the show must go on, bitch.
No, I did.
Bleed all over it. Doesn't matter. I got bad bombs.
You bleed, you cunt.
No. Cutie went to, she told me she couldn't do it, which I respected immediately. I didn't even ask her. I didn't even push her on it.
And I don't believe that.
I called another woman and she was also on her period.
Yeah.
And so I had to go to
bed. We're all synced up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies, now you know what to say to Austin when he wants you to be in the tub show and you don't want to do it.
Look, you can just tell me you don't want to be in the tub show. And then
I'm going to be on the tub eventually.
Yeah, she's going to be in the tub eventually. Yeah.
I'm just going to sit outside of it.
You don't
listen,
have to do it.
No one's keeping track of things of like who's on.
No.
Or if I had way more viewership than when Ludwig was on. Yeah. No one pays attention to those things. They're just metrics that are lost.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I did not know that. I like
mean.
That. That's neat.
No, was that a thing? I didn't even. I was just putting out hypotheticals.
It certainly was a metric that
how much more?
A lot of people recorded.
How much more?
I don't really know exactly, but some would estimate between 300 to 500,000 viewership.
Wait.
I don't know. I'm just
what was the actual?
I don't know. I think it's between 5 and 10,000 more, but it's hard to say.
Oh my God. Yo.
It's hard to say. I don't know.
Right. That's crazy.
I didn't notice.
I don't know what you want me to say about that.
Now, hold on. Now, YouTube may be a different story, but we'll see.
Well, I was on a, Ludwig was on a Friday and a Saturday. There's a big difference.
Look, why are you trying to defend your boyfriend?
Because what am I supposed to do? I
just,
know
no, don't defend your man's right now.
I just want to say I loved having both of you on. Mm. And it was a phenomenal
How do you
experience.
Feel about him taking body shots off of your man's?
I do feel bad because Ludwig asked me to do a show and I got back late to him. Too late. And
so he went to the B team.
I missed. No, not that show. His show. And I missed it. So I apologize.
No. He did go to
I
the
did
B
go
team.
On the, I did.
He did
I was
the
on,
show.
I was on.
Oh, you were my replacement?
Wait, fuck. No, I don't know when he asked you. Maybe somebody else was your replacement. I have no idea. No, I actually, it was, I wasn't your replacement. It was somebody else. And I know how that person, it was a situation.
They were on their
to,
period.
I'm not even supposed to say that I was on that show.
Replaced by a serial killer?
No. Like there was another person that came and they were told it was like they needed to come because there was an emergency. So it was probably your. He wanted us together.
Got it.
What is your take to the question I keep asking? What? How did you feel about Austin taking body shots off your mans?
All I could focus on is how gross I think the water is.
Yeah. Mm. He didn't have a problem. She was in the bathroom with us.
Yeah, I walked in. I saw them.
And by the way, for the record, in the tub, not a sexual show. Okay? I'm sick and tired
of doing weird things.
Will and I, after the show,
you
were
had
like,
Will fill boobs.
We felt so uncomfortable with how we were sexualized during that show.
Well, have you considered not looking like a slut then?
I'm sorry.
Both of you.
Wow, that's gross.
Yeah, that's right. I'm
so,
fucking saying it. Will,
so gross.
Will, don't do this.
Problematic.
Don't even fucking do this.
Goes to Australia.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Murdoch I'm got a hold of him down there. I'm more problematic now. Will, you looked so fucking good. You look so good. Austin always looks good. So it's like you already know.
No, I'm bridging the gap. I'm losing weight.
You look great.
You look so goddamn good.
The diet is good.
And you know what you have on me is
it
size.
Made me not want to go in the tub for at least another 6 months.
No, come on.
Yeah,
Hassan.
Sorry, Austin. Look, I have look, to get into
I understand
way
you're a
shape.
Pussy, and that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Toxic masculinity just jumped out real quick, wow. Huh?
I'm just trying new tactics.
Yeah. I'm going to be more problematic.
Yeah,
than
I'm just trying new tactics.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
No, look, I respect you and your body and whatever you want.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, when everybody came in this week, they all said they had a lot to share.
Oh, I do. I have something to share.
Okay, please.
Something that's really fucking pissing me off.
Go for it.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, this is the so.
Let me hear. Oh, wait. I'm going to guess it. I'm going to guess it before you do it. You sat on a plane and someone did not open the fucking window was during the day.
Is it on a plane?
No,
it's a minor inconvenience at an airport.
Has to do with an airport. Okay, yeah. I'm sick and tired.
Such a strange.
I'm sick and tired of these fucking feel good generic music that they're plastering in the fucking airports at 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay? I'm sick of it. Okay, it's bullshit, loud music about somebody overcoming some generic obstacle. I've had it. I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear it.
Okay, that's an L on you because you're raw dog in the airport. You're the only person I know that doesn't bring headphones.
Yeah. No, I have headphones, but sometimes I want to listen to the environment.
You have the weirdest autism on the planet.
I don't get that.
I wear headphones most of the time.
No, he has aviation autism. It's not even like just an airplane. No,
it's just like they're blasting music and I don't want to hear it after. You know what they're trying to do? The airlines?
Put your fucking headphones
you should see.
In.
This is why I think you're a corpo. That's what you are. Is that a slur?
I don't know what a corpo is.
It's like a corporate person that likes corporation. Corporations, these airlines, are shoving positive music in our ears because they're trying to trick our minds into thinking it's a positive experience.
Have you ever been to like an Old Navy?
Yes.
Yeah, they all do the same
no,
thing.
No, I need to hear like something.
They
anyway.
All have happy on.
Okay, that topic flopped. Next topic.
Whoa, he's mad.
Okay. Next topic is Austin betraying us.
I'm off it.
Is Austin betraying us, but I think he should explain how he's going to betray us in the future.
Wait, what did I do? What did I betray you with?
Did he do something mean to you in a dream?
No, he is going to betray us in the upcoming weeks or so.
Wait, why?
Go ahead.
I didn't want to take that away from you. Awkward, but I got invited. And
I didn't want to take that away from you.
Okay, hold on. Now put it down. Come on, we can talk about this.
Explain the fucking thing that you're about to do.
I have been invited and... will be personally flown out by the I've Had It podcast.
I don't fuck with them, so that's okay.
Hey!
I don't know them, so I can say that.
I love them.
They were amazing.
Oh,
and now that I'm in front of you, it feels mean to rub it in. I've thought about it.
They're flying him only, not us, not you, not me.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's just one of those things where it's like... The gay must go a long way because I was infinitely more entertaining on that episode.
Wow.
Than I've had it.
It's the gay privilege.
Wow.
Yeah.
Check it at the door. Your gay privilege.
Maybe they're trying to expand their gay demographic.
Wow. This is a gay play. Wow. You know
maybe,
what?
Maybe. Yeah. Oh my God.
And maybe I'm a little bitter than I do Jeff Cole. Maybe I'm a little fucking bitter.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Look, wait, so when are you going?
Because I liked them.
No, I know. You know what? I'm going to tell them you said hello.
Well.
That's so funny.
What a cunt.
Well, thanks. What about me? What are you going to tell them?
I mean, I don't know.
You tell those.
Like you would have come.
Those two women that I don't fuck with them.
I'm going to tell them that.
You tell them. Tell them I could suplex both of them.
They're probably
going to
see this too, Keith.
Yeah, tell them.
I'm going to tell them.
I heard what they said about our studio, and it's established some major insecurities in our production.
Oh, that's interesting because that was going to be the next topic that I wanted to bring up. The studio. So originally I was a big fan of the other studio, the earlier studio that we had, my studio in my house that we were using right down the corner here. And there were a lot of people who made a big fuss about it and said, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. We need a real professional studio.
Which is truthful.
I don't think it's truthful.
Who,
I think it was a perfectly
that?
I think it was a perfectly fine studio.
No, I said that. I'll take credit for that. But
you weren't the only one who said it.
In the same breath.
I said it.
In the same breath, people suggested, hey, let's build a second studio in Hassan's house. And I said, no, that's crazy. Why would we ever do that?
I, on the other hand, was like, sure, if you guys want to do it, then that's fine.
So I was like, we can build a studio. I will go 3 feet. I will commute 3 feet.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say one more time that one, not only was I right about the earlier studio situation, I was right about it, but hold on. If we were to go and get studio space somewhere, you guys would still complain.
Yeah, I love complaining though.
Mm-hmm. How would that change my life in any way other than having a professional setup?
I love complaining.
I have to travel regardless.
I would probably be upset about, we would have to pay so much a month for it. Mm-hmm. Now we don't have to pay anything for a month.
I think we should sell this set.
I think we should rent out this room in your house.
Yes,
yeah, let's do that.
For OnlyFans photo shoots.
Why are we having this conversation? Because while I was in Australia,
we need to supplement.
There was a long text message, and I'm going to read it out. Can I read it out?
It's from this motherfucker.
Actually, you read it out. You read your own text message.
I'll read it, but I'm going to censor it.
The inflections he's going to put on this.
He's
going to
make himself sound so nice right now.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
You guys.
Hey guys, I was by the way.
Hi, fuckers.
All beautiful.
Hold on.
No, you're fine.
Here we go. Hello.
That's not.
Remind us, you haven't checked in on any of us for a week.
Hold on. Nobody has checked in on anybody.
I know, and I like to keep it that way.
Hello,
asshole.
All. I think we need to redo the studio. And in the interim, we need to move back to the old set. I think the set is uncomfortable, dark, and it's slowly chipping away at our metrics. That's what I said. It's not all of our issues, but I think it's necessary to shift while we figure out what to do with that room. And I think our audience agrees with us.
And then you suggested that I rent it out.
And then
that
I said,
we rented out for the
and
park.
Then I said, I think we should rent out the studio to aspiring podcasters, which was clearly a joke, and start a new revenue stream. And then Hassan says, I can't tell if you're joking. And I said, I'm joking. What do you think? I'm insane. And clearly he thinks I'm insane. And I said, you're just as
bad.
You
know what this room would be perfect for?
What?
A bedroom.
Yes.
That's a crazy idea. Because when you know it, that's exactly what it was before it turned into a studio.
Really? Why is there a bathroom in it?
Yeah, that's, you know, bedrooms don't usually have that.
You're right. I don't know. Most people in America.
We're going to paint it white.
Yes.
No, we're going to get a desk. We're going to get a desk.
Yeah, I think we could fit a desk.
And then we're
going to
get a Fear&Amp logo for that wall.
That's perfect.
Oh, so you want to keep it. You want to continue doing it.
Cutie,
in this
what do you
studio.
Think about raising the ceilings by about a foot?
I can't tell if he's joking or not. Am I crazy?
He's so funny. I can.
We're not going to do that.
I think we need to blow out this wall. If we have that bathroom, nobody pees in there. We can't even get in. There's a camera door. We can't even pee in that bathroom. Look, there's a camera in the way.
So here's the question.
If we got crafty, we could maybe use more room and go this way, and Marsh could be in the bathroom.
No, that's
normal. That is something I suggested as well.
It wouldn't be like a bathroom. It'd be Marsh's office.
And also, I don't think that's that crazy.
And Marsh wouldn't have to leave to go pee.
I don't think that that's crazy. That is exactly what I originally had suggested. No, that's what Jeff does.
We'd have more space.
No, that's exactly what Jeff did with Jeff FM. That's exactly what he did.
I think we'd have to remove the vanity.
Marsh, do you want
to? You just
want to
do home renovation in my house for some fucking reason that is not even going
to
yield positive
up to
returns.
That's his bathroom.
That's true.
I am gonna shit my pants. I don't understand this. Why are you like this? We could just get a studio.
I just don't want. What if it's further away from? I already drive 12 hours to get here, but he has to fly in. What if it's further away from?
Okay,
him?
First of all, he has to fly in is his fault and no one else's.
Oh, I have true.
Secondly,
wow.
the
have
ironic part is when he.
You. I have children at home.
Yeah, when he actually, you can bring those children to LA. When
they don't
you
like
live
to fly.
In LA.
They don't
flying.
Fuck with the vibes in LA.
You can drive them one time to LA and then that's it.
They used to have a cigarette problem and now they're sober.
Yeah,
they're.
You can drive
your
cats to LA one time
again.
And then that's it. You never have
partying.
To drive them again.
Do you not
again.
Care about their smoking?
Do you not partying? They're
okay, well,
party
they're not
going to
die. Or they're going to die.
Thank you.
Okay. There's a vaccine coming out to extend cats' lives until they're 30.
You already stay with me when you're here. So
I've stopped
staying
at hotels. I've caved.
Yeah, you caved and you stay with me because it's cheaper and you get to annoy me. So that's like an additional bonus.
Motherfucker, I got home last night. I call this home now. And he fucking... He pounds on the door. I thought I could have been masturbating.
It was 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
He wanted to hang out.
Prime jerk hours.
Pounds on the door. Did he just knock?
No, he pounded on it.
I knocked.
He
like
big ass clobbers.
No respect. I was washing.
It's his house.
He
pounded on the door.
I knocked on the door and I said, Austin, what's up? I'm back. Like, do you want to hang out?
No, I know. And I said yes, and I came and hung out with you.
That's true.
We sat on the couch and talked.
Yeah, we just shot the shit.
I don't remember what we talked about. What are we talking about?
Yeah, right. They told secrets and now they don't want to tell me.
Yeah, secrets. We just mostly talked about Cutie, I think.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
and how much we love her.
How I deserve more PTO.
We're just like, she's so hot.
You should go to Australia again.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to talk about, okay, we have some Taylor Swift, but I'll save it to the end so then the listeners don't have to skip. You can just end the podcast early.
No one does that. We love when you talk Taylor Swift.
They do.
No, but it's a cliffhanger. So for all you Taylors.
Also, can I talk some shit?
Yeah, you can. Fuck yeah.
On not Taylor Swift, on some of our commenters, I got a hate thread in our comments on an episode I wasn't even on.
That's bullshit. Yeah.
Wait, what were they saying?
They were like,
were they bringing up valid points?
No. they were like, oh, wow. The longest, like, this is the quietest, or this Cutie talked normal amount this episode because I wasn't in the episode. And it's a funny joke. I liked that joke. But then the comments are like, yeah, thank God she wasn't here. And I'm like, I'm on PTO. I'm on PTO. Leave me alone.
You're so insane that you looked at a funny comment.
I don't think that's your fault. I think the Cutie ride or dies have been very divisive in the chat.
What does that mean?
I think your fans are always like, shut the fuck up, Will, you stupid idiot. God, Austin's so fucking dumb. I wish Cutie would talk more.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the Cutie ride or dies are divisive. So in the same way that like most stans generate opposition, the Cutie fans generated their own hate thread.
Those are our fans fighting back.
I'm actually not going to tell them to chill. I want you guys to get worse.
What?
Get out there.
No.
Double down.
All of our fans should love one another. No, I'm telling our fans, don't be mean.
If someone has an Hassan PFP, tell them to
tear apart.
They cringe.
I'm staying out of this. My fans like everybody.
Start bringing up people's mothers.
What? Your fans like everybody.
In this podcast, yes, they do.
Yeah, unless you're white.
What? Yeah. What are you saying? Everyone here is white.
I'm just kidding.
What are you talking about? I think that the Hassanabi fear and heads are they quite enjoy every single other person. As a matter of fact, they probably enjoy you guys more than they enjoy me.
No, that's not true. They love you.
That's 100% true. They ride for you guys way harder than they ride for me. Let's be real. No. They're the ones that are always like, Hassan should
You're
talk less.
Hard
well,
yourself.
Cutie, I'm sorry there's a hate.
Well, my fans don't even watch this podcast because I don't talk.
Cutie.
This is why they attack us. You feed them lies. You feed them lies.
She's Taylor Swifting. She's giving them like breadcrumbs to follow.
Breadcrumbs, gaslighting.
Talk about JoJo Siwa.
Oh,
let's spice things up. My ex
freaking go.
Who is your dream podcast guest?
Let's spice things up. My ex.
You didn't do the run.
You have no idea what we're talking about. It's so bad to be included. I saw it.
Okay.
I have
tea and I have drama on top of that. Whatever what you're going to talk about.
I love tea and drama
so
about
go ahead.
Something
Explain
I don't
it to everybody.
About. Okay. JoJo Siwa has a new song that came out, a new album.
Who's JoJo Siwa first?
JoJo Siwa is from Dance Moms.
Yeah.
And she used to slay bitch, but then she slayed a little too close to the sun and just kind of became a little evil bitch, a little bit, admittedly, a little bit.
She hates homosexuals. That's what it is. But go on.
No.
She's homosexual.
No.
Gay.
I'm saying Cutie hates homosexuals.
He's projecting.
She's gay. And she like cheated on her girlfriend.
Oh,
and,
how dare she?
I don't know all of the stuff. I've been educated a little bit, but she's like still friends with like James Charles and Colleen Banger.
Yes, that's the one I want to talk about.
And it's just like
she invited Colleen Ballinger, right? Is that her name? Toxic gossip train woman who has like obviously done a whole bunch of stuff, and including James Charles as well. again, allegedly had done a whole bunch of stuff with minors.
With minors, which is interesting because I will say minor, she was a minor. Minor. So it
well,
could
you know
be
what's crazy?
Minors.
A lot, yeah, a lot
little
of people
bit
were
of
at
like
one
a
point.
No, but she was a minor as a famous
who do you
person.
Think her kid crush was? yeah. So she was. Anyway, so she was on Dance Moms, and then she's like, people notoriously kind of like are mean to JoJo because she has glitter and bows. And she's overly confident and overly cringe. And people,
oh my God, yeah.
It makes people a little mad. Besides all of the, you know, her relationships and people she knows, besides all of that, people have been mad at her for like a long time because of the glitter and the bows and stuff like that. Which I would say glitter and bows isn't a reason to hate someone, but they have, people have, whatever. And she got a car with her face all over it when she was.
Can we show it?
16.
Yeah, it's, it's a Lamborghini Urus, isn't it?
She might not have been 16, but she posted it. And this was kind of like the first wave of like JoJo hate, is she posted this picture of this car and Justin Bieber commented on it and he was like, burn it.
Wait, what? Justin Bieber? I thought he was on some posy vibes.
No, I mean, this was when she was 16.
Oh, that's a Tesla.
My man is so based.
That is kind of cool that he said that, because that is valid.
Yeah, I think
that's the
so.
Most valid Justin Bieber has been.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. That's ridiculous.
That car is awful.
That's awful. Why would you want your face on your car?
Well, you guys are looking. I've sat here and I've started to think bigger picture. I wonder, because everyone's like, hey, she might have the worst PR team in the world, because also her new music video that's coming out, it's awful. She's saying, I'm a bad girl, but then she's also like, I effed around instead of just saying fuck. Like, it's supposed to be her coming of age. It's supposed to be her from like adolescence.
Shana
to
Miley
adult.
Cyrus. Shana Miley Cyrus.
She's
out of
trying
this.
To. I would like to make that very clear.
Yeah. No one has ever Miley Cyrus harder than Miley Cyrus.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
Miley
why
Cyrus
it's the term.
Went from like Hannah Montana to like taking a lot of the ecstasy. Like, and very then, publicly, just always being on X.
And then she was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do country again.
Yeah. Like, but she became a crystal mommy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I fucking love Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, she's great.
She's good.
So JoJo's doing this thing, and the music sounds pretty awful, and the styling of the outfits looks like WWE.
Yeah, it's weird. Can we look at that as well, March?
It's karma's a bitch, right? Yeah.
I'm gonna make March pull a lot of stuff today to test out his endurance after flying for like 14 hours.
He did just get home from Tokyo.
He just got home. And I told him, why are you coming?
So recently, he uttered into the blackness.
Yeah. Well, the reason why is because I was like, why didn't you come yesterday? And he's like, bro, we've always.
Yeah. I want to hear the volume on this real quick. We'll just cut it out. I want them to hear. We'll cut this part out. Play. Yeah. Yeah.
Pause it for a second. Is that, what's her name? Dove something? Dove Cameron?
I don't think so.
None of us know. We're old. No, you skipped the chorus. Yeah, play that shit.
Okay, but he's our JoJo head over here.
All right, there you go. Pause.
That is Dove Cameron. I was right.
I don't think that is.
I think so.
Yeah. So now you guys know what it is, what it sounds like. So, she's dressed kind of like she's in Kiss.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she did a red carpet.
And how old is she?
She's 20 now.
Okay.
I believe.
Oh, okay.
She did a red carpet and she wore that same outfit. And everyone was like, girl, what is going on? And this whole time I'm like, okay.
It's not Dove Cameron. It's just like a lookalike. Does she not look like her?
Who is this Dove Cameron?
She's a really pretty girl.
She's another like American singer. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
Okay. So she keeps doing these interviews and everyone's thinking about this and they're like, okay, transitioning from being a child to being an adult. What a bad team she has. Why would they do it this way?
Sure.
Right? Like, why don't they just have her take the fucking ponytail out? Do like a raw acoustic type of track that's like, whoa, what the heck? I didn't know she had that type of talent, you know, like, but instead it's just like, what is going on?
Devil's advocate.
Uh-huh.
she might not have that type of talent.
I know. That's what I think. And so my big zoom out is I actually think that maybe her PR team or her team or whatever is fucking genius because it's
banking
so bad
on it being a train wreck.
All of us are just talking about it, even to the point she does her album release party, posts a picture with Colleen. I'll tell you what, I've never seen more comments farmed quicker than "Is that Colleen? Is that Colleen? Is that Colleen? And is that Colleen?" And I'm like,
so they're farming a train wreck.
Because she's a TikTok. She's a TikTok mostly. And it's the music video
she's
has.
She's a TikTok.
She's a TikTok mostly.
And so, like, how am I?
The faster comments, the
I
better.
I'm like the youngest person in the room often, which is wild because I'm by far the oldest.
I just skipped her. She's a TikToker.
I'm completely lost.
I mean, to be fair, Austin does live life like an 84-year-old man.
Like, I thought JoJo Siwa was like
oh my
on
God,
one of those.
Spit so much
sorry.
Out.
I thought JoJo Siwa was on one of those beauty pageant shows.
Toddlers
well, technically, yes. I mean,
Dance Moms.
It's Dance Moms, so you're not like super off base on it. What was it? Abby Lee Miller. Some people are speculating that she kind of talks like her now. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
Like, she's got
that.
The Abby Lee Miller cadence.
Huh. I mean, if so, I mean, you know, abuse is cyclical, it seems. Unfortunately.
Oh, Jesus.
My God.
Okay.
No,
well,
mean,
yeah, JoJo, very cringe, still very cringe, but now an adult. So it just like makes it more acceptable to dunk on her.
It's weird. I think like all of this bad stuff is actually calculated, and maybe I'm giving too much credit, but I just can't imagine it being that bad without it being calculated. Because it has 10 million views. Her music video has 10 million views.
I have an interesting take on this.
That's not that much.
I think...
What?
For a music video?
No, I think 10 million views is a lot of views for a music
go
video.
To like, go
How
to
long
like,
has it been?
Yeah, two
that's
days.
A lot. That's a lot for a music video of 2 days.
Yeah.
That is a good number for 2 days. that's a good number for 2 days.
11 million.
I have an interesting take where it's like, I think when you're making content for kids, it's completely acceptable to be cringe. Because kids don't have that kind of shame reflex that we all have developed by being traumatized for years in our life.
And bullied.
So, yeah, there's an innocence and a joy and a willing to have fun there. So I don't mind her early content at all. But when you start making content for adults, that same cringe element, I don't know if it's going to play as well.
I mean, the thing is it's making her so much money. Like, the song
she's
is
already,
trending.
She's already gigabucks
rich. Because people are making fun of it.
She's already gigabucks rich.
So she went on Nick Vail's podcast. He's from like The Bachelor, and he has this podcast now where he interviews a bunch of random people like JoJo. So maybe we could get JoJo on Fear and we could try everybody.
Would you guys like that? I think we need to start getting celebrities on our podcast.
Okay. Yeah, that's brave of you, Austin.
Yeah. That's a good take, man.
With all the enthusiasm of drawing blood.
I think we should start. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, I was holding
call,
us back
Austin?
From
who
doing
could I
that.
Call?
Yeah, who could you get on?
Well, we do have a PR
Chuck
person
Norris.
Now, so remember?
You can't get Chuck Norris.
I know him.
Chuck Norris.
I've got a picture with him on my Instagram.
What?
Go to my Instagram, Marsh.
No.
Scroll all the way to the bottom.
Marsh is on PTO.
My man said we got to get younger, we got to get celebrities. His first offer up. Was Chuck Norris.
You want an 800-year-old man to come on the podcast?
So talk to us about Walker, Texas Ranger.
So
he's got a new water. called C-Force. Anyway.
Nick on his podcast was talking to JoJo, and he's kind of like, yo, how are you dealing with the hate?
Go ahead, cutie. Go ahead. Please. How are you dealing with the hate?
No, hold on. Right before you get
He's
started.
He's got a new water called C-Force.
Hold on.
We're just going to let that go?
Yeah, it's a great... Cutie, I don't want to interrupt.
I'm more shocked that you've been following up on Chuck Norris's life.
Yeah, where did you learn about this,
Why
Austin?
Do you fucking know that?
I know his...
You literally are an 84-year-old man. You listen to Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
You have no culture.
That was about sick. Marsh, pull up C-Force water, please.
No,
gosh,
like, I don't even know if that shit's on the internet, bro.
No,
that's like,
not, there's
that's
no
like,
way.
He only saw it in a newspaper ad.
Guys,
Chuck Norris doesn't even advertise on the internet.
Guys, come on. You don't need to.
He's worried about us hurting his relationship with Chuck Norris. Oh, my God. C-Force.
See?
What's special about it, Marsh? Look up, go to the website.
I'm telling you, it's great water.
Chuck,
it's great water. You've
been drinking.
I've had a little bit of C4s. Yeah.
Are you
guys? We need to go back to this story.
Do you actually know Chuck Norris?
I've met him. I literally have a photo with him on my phone.
Okay, but that's different than like fucking knowing him.
It's like literally in front of his house. I have a photo of him.
Austin, stop drip feeding the information. Do you know Chuck Norris or not?
I don't know him personally. I met him a couple of times.
Why have you met him a couple of times?
Because I knew his grandson,
why didn't you just start off with that?
Well, I don't know. You guys didn't ask.
If you can get Chuck Norris, we will all drink C4s the entire episode.
Okay.
That'd be pretty badass if we got Chuck Norris.
But here's the thing. I'm not going to forget about this.
Okay.
You said you could get Chuck.
I didn't say that.
Yes,
every week that you don't get Chuck on the show,
you're going to kick
from
me in the
this
balls.
Point, you are going to have to do a punishment on the podcast I will devise.
Dude,
they will start small and they will get increasingly more draconian.
Well, hold on. But I like Will, it. I can't this is a great get idea. Chuck Norris. I can't get, I didn't say I could. I said I could call him.
You did say you could. You said you could.
What?
You just said you could. It's on camera.
Gaslighting Jay.
I don't know why you're saying that. It's on camera.
So how are you going to call him?
Hold on, chat. Defend me. I did not say that.
There's no chat.
No one in the comments is going to defend you on this one.
We need to go back to JoJo's.
No, I was holding us back from doing that.
Who could I call?
Yeah, who could you get on?
Well, we do have a PR person now, so remember.
You can't get Chuck Norris.
I know him.
I don't think so.
No,
Austin.
Go back to JoJo's.
No, you wanted to chirp while she was bringing up a news story.
Yeah, you said
you
need
to
get
eat the punishment.
You said, who can you get?
I was
you
just
said Chuck Norris. He's got
I was
a
just
new water.
I think we should. Hold on. I can't get Chuck Norris. Maybe we can get a sponsorship of C4s. That's.
I don't think we can get that either.
Go ahead, cutie. Finish your story.
No, go ahead. No, keep going.
Let the comment section be known. I'm a champion for cutie trying to get her to talk.
You are not going to win them back.
Austin, here's what's going to happen.
The rest of us are on the
increasing
team.
Punishments until the ultimate Austin punishment, which we've discussed before.
Which is eating ass on camera?
No.
Oh.
You will take a flight from wherever you are to here.
Okay.
Spirit Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
Back middle.
Okay.
And I will pay two very large bodybuilders from Austin to sit on either side of you.
Yes.
In the plane. And you will document your experience.
That is awesome. And I will hate it every moment of it because there's no direct flights.
Who are you going to call, Austin?
What?
To get, you said I can call, you said I can't get him on, but I can call him.
I don't know. I don't have his number. I'm
so
just full
why
of shit.
Did you? Why did you lie with a lie?
I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I just lie.
You are taking that Spirit Air flight. You,
okay.
For the, and then for the rest of the year, you will fly.
No,
Spirit
okay.
Air
that's
to
too
LA.
Much.
You will pay.
Too much.
You will pay.
You know who would bitch more about that than me? Hassan Piker. There's no way.
I'm
he would.
6'4" and 240 pounds.
Yeah, you're a weenie.
No, it would be way worse for me because I physically can't fit. You're deflecting away from your own responsibility.
Hassan didn't say that he could get Chuck Norris.
What about
on.
JoJo Siwa?
So
she went on a podcast.
She went on Nick Vail's podcast. She went on Nick Vail's podcast, and he was like, "Do you feel bad about people making fun of you?" And she was like, "No, it's fine." Like, James Charles posted a video making fun of me, but he called and asked me first, which is kind of interesting because it's like, you shouldn't, if you're calling and ask, maybe you shouldn't do it.
It's interesting because she's no longer underage. So why does he even still have her number?
Oh. Jesus Christ, Hassan. Oh.
I just, Jesus. Oh, I'm not, I didn't realize.
Christ, dude.
I didn't realize that was a too touchy of a subject.
You just came off the top rope.
Yeah.
But then, friend of the podcast, Tana Mojo,
she
said she had
Tana.
Beef with her.
What? Okay.
And I'm just watching. I'm like, you can't have beef with Tana.
Well, I'm on Tana's side.
Yeah, I'm team Tana, baby.
But I guess Tana also posted a video making fun of her.
Oh, Tana. Well,
can
we
watch Tana's video
Tana's
making
perfect.
Fun of JoJo so we can agree with her?
But it does. Tana could do anything. I'm sorry.
Tana, I love Tana so
Tana
much.
Tana could show up to my house and steal my everything. And I'd be
she
like,
could kill me.
Do you
and
need
I'd
a bag for
her.
That?
What?
Huh?
Say what?
Nothing.
Wait, why are you guys so on board with Tana?
I love her.
Because we had her on our podcast. What?
Fuck is that?
That's Marsha's playlist. He accidentally pushed play.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Because we had Tana on our podcast, so we...
I never got to meet Tana, so...
She was nice.
She was wonderful.
What were you doing on that day?
With my fucking life.
He was on PTO.
He was fucking busy being the biggest motherfucker on the platform. That's what he was doing.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't know.
My form.
I wouldn't know what that feels like.
Do you train your floor?
I do. I've started training.
Forearms? Yeah. Nice.
Karma's a bitch. Need to know better. Something, something. I should have left around.
Yeah, she likes it.
It's catchy.
See?
Oh my God.
They're getting to you.
I think it's like, what is it? Is it like cringe? Like the gays love a train wreck and maybe white women too?
Friday, Friday.
That's Rebecca Black.
That girl was 14 when she made that song.
Yeah, but it worked. We all know it.
And she is kind of like, I think she is now iconic to the gays as well, though. I think that's what it is.
I don't know if the gays will claim JoJo. And she is gay.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear. Oh, is that fucking, what's his face?
Yeah, the germaphobe. Yeah,
That's what we're talking to JoJo about.
Yeah. And so I had Trish on and I was letting her know. I feel like she hasn't had a lot of real friends, especially female friends in this industry. And I was like, I really want to let you know I'm here for you. And I really don't like that situation. And I really have your back. And then a couple days after that episode, because Brooke and I are on tour, so we kind of have to stack our podcast episodes, like, you know, a couple months or weeks, months, whatever, in advance. And so we have JoJo on, and then I guess a week later she comes on with you guys, and then she just had a bunch of stuff to say, JoJo, that it looked so bad, I think. Because I think that, you know, having JoJo on and being, you know, buddy-buddy with her after she kind of said some stuff that directly negates Trisha. Then your episode came out. My episode.
I don't know any
out.
Of
everyone
this drama.
I filmed it.
It was a video of her dancing.
Is that
going to be a good friend to Trisha?
What the fuck is that? The guy from America's Got Talent, Howie. Yeah.
Howie Mandel,
yeah.
Wow.
Is he in the drama now,
guys?
Howie Mandel is a big time podcaster now. I think Ethan played a role in the podcast of all of these individuals. But anyway, go ahead.
Why aren't we involved in any of the drama?
I'm going to start some drama right now.
I don't do drama.
I do find it entertaining. And all of these people are talking about each other and no one's talking about us.
I don't like being involved.
I'm going to start rumors.
You would crumble like an old folding chair. You can't deal with like a small minority of our own comments
who love you
saying something negative. You think you could handle
influential
people on the internet talking shit?
What?
No drama. We can't.
Yeah, but they look like they're having so much fun going on each other's podcasts and talking about each other.
Cutie, can't even get on an airplane.
To be frank with everyone here.
Howie Mandel, put me on your podcast.
As the veteran.
I don't talk shit on someone.
As the veteran of drama, both podcast and also off podcast alike, that Coke Zero clip made it on the Sky News Australia, by the way. Fucking 1 million views.
Wait, were we in it?
No. The Coke Zero clip when I was in Australia.
Oh. I thought it was Diet Coke.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not good. It doesn't feel good.
Okay.
But they look like they're all having fun.
And Will is absolutely right. Neither of you bitches will be able to handle the smoke.
I'm okay with
my peaceful. I'm squeaky clean.
But no one is.
I'm okay with my peaceful life.
I say with peace and love. Peace and love.
I love everybody of all orientations and races.
One time, Maya was like, whine about it should be more like canceled because they're two hot girls and we aren't that. And so we want to be that.
So you wanted to become hot? Like, I don't understand.
And yeah. And then the first episode I pulled up of canceled, Tana goes to somebody and she goes, who do you hate the most in this industry?
Oh my God.
And it was the sickest fucking question in the world. So I just want to be more like her.
So you want whine about it
I
to be a shit talking podcast?
I just don't think you have that dog in.
I'm so tired all the time. You're probably right.
Yeah, you've already folded.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really tired.
I could start fake drama.
Yeah, like do it. Who do you hate?
Like Hassan.
Dax Shepard. Fuck you and your fucking podcast, dumbass.
Okay, but not like
we
that.
Okay, I like this. We need podcast beef. We need to create podcast beef.
Let's just go after the yard.
Oh,
now that's
it's
easy.
A good idea when he says it?
No, I
think it's terrible. Let's just not. Let's go. The yard is okay. We can go after the yard. Fuck the yard.
I mean, but that's already established. We hate the yard.
Yeah, because the yard.
I'm gonna go after dropouts.
The yard just ends up.
Tara, yummy, you're cute and small. I don't put you in my pocket.
No, they club me too, don't they? And Hassan. Yeah. You know what? Cutie, here's the beef.
What?
They don't attack us enough on the yard.
They don't care about us. We are no one to them.
That's are
not
you
true.
Kidding me? Ludwig,
they don't.
Ludwig literally said, Ludwig and Nick literally said to me yesterday, we need to do a trade. We need to do a podcast draft.
Oh, I do want to do a podcast draft where we put everybody's name in a hat and then we
you
pull
have to
names.
Draw
and everyone
random.
Has
a draft would be organized picking. So it'd probably be Hassan and Ludwig
nerd alert.
Yeah.
Picking Well, you'd find out where you fall on a depth chart.
And oh, don't look at me like that.
The interesting thing is, I feel very comfortable about where I'd be drafted.
Yeah, he'd be drafted
first. I feel good
first.
About me.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, I know where I'd be drafted last. And
what would you bring to the table, cutie?
I would really miss being told how much you hate us and what a drawback we are.
No, hold on. I would be drafted.
I couldn't tell if you were talking about Austin or Cutie on that one, actually.
Yeah, both of them.
I would be drafted last, and I would be like Russell Wilson in the sixth round, come up, win a Super Bowl.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Yeah.
Where has your Russell Wilson moment been here so far?
Oh, I'm sorry.
TikTok.
Hold on.
When you bring Chuck Norris.
Look, we're at an hour. No, we're not. I'm just kidding. We're at an hour. But you said that very aggressively this week, Marge. Do you want us to be done? You found yourself in Tokyo?
He's brave now.
Last thing I want to talk about.
What?
There was one other thing you did to really hurt our chances of going on that trip, and you know what it was.
What was that?
You canceled the Tokyo leg.
Yeah.
Well, I canceled the Tokyo leg of the trip because I thought you weren't going
to
come.
So
I was like, I'm not
going to
leave for 14 days.
I never said I wasn't going to come. I was always asking for when you booked your flight.
You did say you weren't going to come.
I said I didn't give a shit about Australia.
Yeah.
Which, to this day, let me go on the record. Australians, with peace and love, I don't give a shit.
It was very
I don't agree with him.
No, Australians feel the same way. If an Australian's going to go on holiday, they don't go to the fucking United States because it's the same fucking thing.
That's not true. A lot of Australians come here.
Yeah,
especially
they got
during,
cool
they
we
would
have
rather
separate,
go somewhere nice.
Because we have different seasons. So, like, when it's winter, it's summer here, so
yeah,
they come
Colorado
here.
Do we have
snowing.
A fucking Gundam? Do you know they decommissioned
They decommissioned
Gundam?
The Gundam in Tokyo.
We could have gone to the finale!
That's true.
Of the Gundam.
I don't know what the fuck Gundam.
March, how good was Tokyo on a
Gundam
scale of 1
is?
To 10? Was it better
What's
than the last
Gundam?
Times you've been?
Do you know what a mech is? Do you know what a
Mecha?
Mobile... No, a mech. Do you know what a mobile suit is?
He doesn't.
Mobile what? Why are you putting this on me?
A mech suit?
Idiot. Oh, yeah.
I'm looking around to see if there is one in this room right now.
Well, I just want to let it be known that you stole my heart from me. I was looking forward to that Japan leg.
Okay, this is your Chuck Norris moment. When are we going to Thailand, bitch?
I've already worked on it.
Okay.
I've lined
More
up a gym that we can live in.
Mm-hmm.
I have a two-week span there. That we'll check
mm-hmm.
in there.
When?
Give us a few months.
When works for you. But I've been doing all the research. I have it all lined up. And at the end, we'll prize fight each other.
This is what the
Is this
the
like
Gundam
the Statue
like.
Of Liberty?
It's yeah. what? That's except way sicker. What
Wait,
do you mean?
This is so sick.
And
it's a Transformer.
They decommissioned it the week that Marsh was
that
in
mean?
Japan.
Like
it's
they,
done.
Marsh, did you go see it?
They're never doing shows again. They're taking Wait. It down.
Oh.
Oh my God. Was this in Tokyo?
The week. This was the last week after years
Wait,
of being
there. Why didn't they just keep it up?
Because it's very expensive.
Oh, it doesn't have to move. The Statue of Liberty doesn't move.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Statue of Liberty is bitch made compared to the Gundam.
Wait,
yeah.
The Gundam is so much cooler, and I don't even like mechas,
what does
but
it
I
do?
Think Statue
and they
of
have
Liberty
it, they,
sucks.
Turn on the volume, they have an orchestra playing, too.
I think you just watch it, Austin.
Okay, so, like, what is it? Does it just take a knee?
So, it does a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But they have different observation decks.
Yeah, is this a protest?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's said BLM.
But yeah, Thailand is happening,
okay.
Whether you go or not.
What do you mean, whether I go or not? I said I was down to do it.
All right, we're going
to
be
I
prize
was down to do it, and
2 weeks.
Do it.
All right, we're going to the Patreon episode where I'm going to talk about, maybe we shouldn't talk about what I'm going to talk about. No one's going to come.
No,
I'm starting a new business, and we're talking about Taylor Swift.
Cutie, listen, I want to put something to rest.
I don't want to hear it.
You are a valuable member of this podcast.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you and your topics.
But if Tana asked me to be on Canceled one time, I'm leaving your asses. Oh, sorry.
Why do I ever build you up?
That's insane.
Why do I even try?
She's perfect.
You know what?
Why do
you know what?
She smells
we'll
good.
See you at the draft when you get
no.
last.
That's crazy.
See you there. And then she's like, and I was like, I have a crazy question. How much do you pay for rent? Because I was considering renting the place right over there. And she snaps at me. And she goes, that is a highly inappropriate question to ask.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I had no clue. I thought, like, we could all work together. Like, I thought it was, like, good information to have. She was like, you could be ruining some landlord-tenant relationships. And I was like, I'm
Wait, what? Was she the landlord herself?
No. She was a tenant.
Wait, why is a tenant should be, wait, she's the only relationship she's ruining is for the landlord. She's basically going to out the landlord at charging different prices for the unit.
So she doesn't want to do that, though.
Yeah, but why? People are so cucked.
It was crazy. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, I'm sorry. I thought we hated landlords. And we were all standing against, like, I was joking, right? I was like, oh, I thought like, no one likes landlords. And so I thought it'd be nice to be on the same page, making sure I wasn't getting taken advantage of and blah,
blah. Did she take that seriously and get mad?
She goes, if you can't afford what they're charging, you shouldn't fill out the application.
Oh, my God. I would have ripped her up one side.
What is her business? Oh, I would like to know.
Katie Cinderella, I will let you right now know right now, if someone spoke to me like that, I would shit in their business.
Really?
Yeah. That is the most insane.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, I hope her fucking business fails and she disappoints her entire family.
No one else on this block is going to tell you. And I said, they already did.